Welcome to another edition of Comic Pop Visits. We are back at the Exploration Place in Wichita, Kansas. While there, we spoke with Christina Blomel, the marketing director, about their new traveling exhibit, Discover the Nuts and Bolts of Animation, featuring the Cartoon Network. The exhibit is sponsored by the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Betty and Ted A. Valmas, and the Butler Community College. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Richard Brookman coming from the Exploration Place again with Christina Blomel. Appreciate you letting us come back again.
Welcome back. We're glad you're here.
Oh, definitely have fun here. This time around, we're looking at the animation exhibit, and we know Cartoon Network has helped sponsoring it, and I noticed Freddy's was one of the local sponsors, and you mentioned Butler County's out here again,
right.
And was there a few other sponsors?
And Betty and Ted Vlamis have also become a sponsor of this exhibit. So thanks to them, all of them, for helping us bring this exhibit here.
And this exhibit is actually, if you remember a couple of interviews back, it was the Star Wars exhibit. This one's almost takes up more floor space than that one did if you were here for that exhibit.
Yeah, it's actually almost as big. It's about 6,000 square feet, if you didn't count the Falcon, because that kind of took us over to like 12,000 square feet once you counted the Millennium Falcon. But yeah, it is nicely spread out exhibit and lots of really cool interactives to do in the exhibit in animation.
One of the things we definitely want to get out to the people is the times that it's going to be here, so if you would definitely let them know right now, and then I'll remind them as well in the post.
Sure. The animation exhibit at Exploration Place is here actually right now through April 28th, so it's now open to the public. We are closed on Mondays until March 18th, and then, of course, with spring break happening, we'll be open on Mondays from 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday noon to 5.
So if you're in the area, definitely stop by. This exhibit has some of the animation cells and some of the, I don't know if that's the mannequins or just little novelty type items, but it's primarily a hands-on exhibit. You want to kind of walk through some of those that are more exciting that you enjoyed and describe what they're like?
Right, sure. You know, the animation exhibit was put together by the Cartoon Network, and they also own Hanna-Barbera. So really that gives you a starting point, really, with the beginning of animation, which is where the exhibit starts, is the history. And you kind of mentioned there the cells. You'll see cells and models of, like, Fred Flintstone and other, like Yogi Bear, other older clips from those animation scenes, and telling you really how those were put together back in the day, like a long time ago at the beginning of animation, and then really get you into how animation is done today with the drawing and storyboarding and creating characters and art direction and things like that. Doesn't get into computer animation so much, but really still old-time animation these days, but still kind of helps you understand the history.
The drawing the cell second by second.
Right, exactly.
The drawing of the cells takes a lot longer, and one of the exhibits kind of alludes to that, but it's the cells are already there. You just stack
right
on top.
Right.
Kind of gives the illusion that what you're seeing on TV isn't just one cell. It's a layer of cells, and you did have an exhibit like that here where people can interact with. Some of the others that you have that you're really excited about.
Right. There's one as you walk in, actually, that's a little bit more high-tech. If you think of the Matrix movies and how, you know, one of the characters would stand still while everything else around them was moving, there is a little booth here where you can take a picture of yourself doing a pose or jumping up and down or whatever. And it will do that same effect. And then you can see yourself on a TV screen after you've done it. So it's kind of, you get to be Matrix people or whoever you want to be. And there, people are having a good time doing jumps in the air and twirling around. And really that just illustrates how that process is done. And basically it's a line of cameras taking your picture in succession, and then it puts it all together, making it look as though you're standing still where everything else is moving. So that's a really great element in this exhibit.
Kind of shows how even when you're in a live-action movie, animation is still being used sometimes within that as well, even though the character's still there.
Right, correct. People don't really understand that or see that, but once they see this exhibit, they'll understand that those elements.
They just say it's a general special effect. They don't realize it's classified as an animation portion of the film.
Right, exactly.
On this exhibit, when they brought it all in, the displays are pretty much life-size, I guess you would say. And do you want to describe some of them? And did they make them, you know, Cartoon Network is sponsoring this. Did they looks like they used more of the modern animation characters than the, like you said, the Hanna-Barbera. And I'm sure that was intentional. Mm-hmm. Can you explain some of the different characters that are on display, so whoever's listening can say, go see, maybe check out that character. And
what is fun about this exhibit, as you walk in, you're just really hit by all the colorful characters that you do see on Cartoon Network, some of their shows, Chowder, Ben 10, Alien Force, and Kids Next Door. And you see them, they are life-size, you know, 6-7 feet tall, and you're surrounded by those characters and their settings. So it's a really fun, festive environment when you're going into the exhibit. You actually feel like you're in a cartoon yourself.
And one of them was the theater. It looks like a oversized TV, cartoon styled. So that one, all of them are kind of like that, like you said, bright colors. But the exhibits themselves are kind of separated out, so even though it might be loud in here, you're still kind of able to get away from everybody else and in your own cubicle. Mm-hmm. And was that intentional because of all the sound effects that are involved? Is that why that came about?
Yeah, when you design an exhibit, you really have to be careful of, you know, kind of making sure that you're getting at the full effect of whatever element that you're at. So you don't want to be crushed in and something on top of somebody else, so you can really understand it and learn while you're in here. So yeah, there's separate elements like the theater museum where you sit down and there's a nice big screen and it's kind of enclosed and you get to see different clips from Cartoon Network. And there's little factoids that pop up on the screen and tell you a little bit of behind-the-scenes fact about what you're seeing. And then, you know, there are different other stations, like the one that we had talked about earlier, the difference between what it's like to animate a person as opposed to an animal. And you have this kind of a model of a horse and try to pose the horse in running. And it's really difficult because a lot of animators have studied how to depict animals in a realistic way, and it's a lot harder, a lot different thought process than doing that of an actual human being. So that's a really fun exhibit too as well when you're in here.
And I would say probably 90%, if not more, is interactive this time.
It is. I was surprised myself because I didn't really think that, I'm like, how could you do that if I don't know how to draw? How am I going to be able to do this exhibit? Well, you don't have to know how to draw. I think there's maybe one station or a couple stations where you actually get to actually put pencil to paper and do some drawing and try to do your own characters following real simple instructions. Like there's another one that I was describing where you sit and there's a 2 or 3 video clips of a cartoon snippet, and you and another person can sit and do dialogue together, trying to voice the dialogue of these two characters. And it's really difficult. It's harder than what you think it is, trying to match up the voice with what you see on the screen, vice versa, really. It's really kind of a fun one. We were laughing at ourselves trying to do that. It was really difficult. But yet, that's another example of how you get to kind of do an element of the animation so you can understand how the whole process works.
So you're at the voice acting end of it to see it's more challenging than what you think it would be.
Right, exactly.
I think my son's here with us, and he said it's kind of like karaoke for cartoons.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
With all the displays, there is a few, I guess you would say, memorabilia. Do they primarily are trying to show that just to show another representation that are, even if they're small or big, just so whether it's kids or adults, they kind of see them rather than just the two-dimensional?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a walk down memory lane for a lot of us. You know, we get to see, even for people my age that remember the Flintstones and Yogi Bear and Scooby-Doo.
We have to qualify that. This is probably in reruns. Right.
And then there's other characters that are in the more later Cartoon Network shows. And, you know, kids today, they're in their 20s and 30s, went through this exhibit, the staff here, and they remember those cartoons and those characters, and now they're getting to see how they were created from scratch, the different sketches, the different scenes, you know, what they use, the color choices, that kind of thing, to get to develop the character, and that's really interesting.
So have you seen the parents getting really involved with this as well then?
You know, I really have. We have another room called the Foley Artist Room, and a Foley Artist is the person that makes the sound effects for a scene or for a show, so you actually get to go into the booth and try to make the sound effects yourself. And I did see a parent and a small child, a little girl, she was probably about 5 or 6, and she did it, went through it with her mom, and she did a great job. And so the mother was kind of guiding her and helping her figure out which things to hit or push or knock down to make the noise for the scene that you have to do. And she had a great time, and she actually did really well.
So was it a prerequisite for the Exploration staff to watch some of these cartoons if they weren't familiar with them to kind of get a basis of who the characters were?
You know, not really. I think just your basic knowledge of animation is probably enough.
You didn't get to have fun in that regard.
Yeah, no.
Watching cartoons on work time.
I wish we could, but fortunately, no. But like I said, we went through it as a staff training session a few days ago, and we were having a good time. I mean, it's just surprisingly interactive and hands-on, and really helps you understand, especially if the kind of person that you need to do it yourself to understand how it works. This is the exhibit for you, that instead of just talking in general terms or, you know, terms that are just kind of out there, or reading through something, you actually get to do it.
And we want to reiterate that whether you can draw or any of this activities as a profession, any age can come in here, any skill set can come in here and still have fun with all these interactive pieces.
Right, that's correct. You know, that's the great thing about this exhibit. It is a family-centered exhibit, and as you mentioned earlier, you can have fun with the entire family doing the different things in the exhibit. And even if you're not quite there, I think the parent could probably help explain or help get you through the exhibit. But there's hardly anything in here that, you know, that would happen. Probably like 4 and up is really a great age for this exhibit.
While the animation exhibit's here, it's going to be through spring break, and I know there's multiple weeks that are spring breaks for the different schools. Encourage them that are off that during their weeks of spring break, come in, enjoy the atmosphere. It's a fun time that everybody can enjoy. On the aspect of other interactive exhibits, we've already mentioned one when we talked about the past exhibit, which was the Art in Motion.
Yes.
By I think it was John with Wichita State University, and it's still here.
Correct.
And we mentioned Butler County was here last time as well, but they're doing something a little bit different this time. Do you want to explain what Butler County College is doing this time?
Well, Butler Community College is here again with us. They've been such a great partner the past couple of exhibits, and some of their instructors are available for small groups. So if you have, like, say you're a teacher or you're interested in learning more about animation, they're putting together a computer lab that will help you learn more about animation. And it's for small groups, so you get a special discount if you bring in, I think it's at least 5 people, all the way up to 10. And they're doing that on the weekends by appointment, and then also during the weekdays. So it's just a matter of calling Exploration Place and finding out the details as to when they could help you out. But it's really, if you have an interest in learning more or learning how to do animation on the computer, these guys are great, and they have just been doing such a wonderful job with the visitors, and really are able to reach out and get that kind of get that spark ignited in you. So,
and just call the Exploration's main number.
Right,
you wanna give that to us?
Yeah, our reservations number for anything like that with our classes or workshops or this session with Butler Community College. It's 316-660-0620.
And do they need to speak to anybody specific or just reservations department?
Yeah, that's our reservation line. Okay. And so we have a person that's dedicated to that, and she'll be able to help you out.
Okay. On the exhibit, when they were putting it up, it kind of looks like it's a little difficult, but at the same time, it kind of looks a little simple. It's one of those that it's almost like the animation itself. It's a little bit of a false illusion. Was it easier than what you thought to put up, or a little bit harder? Because they look big and bulky and easy to do, but when I start looking at it, it's kind of a little bit more involved than what it looks like.
Well, you know, a lot of these exhibits seem as though they're very intricate, but they try really hard. People that make these exhibits try really hard to make them very modular and easy to, you know, get out of the crate, open it up, stand it up, you know, secure it, plug it in, and you're done. And so I think this museum where we got this exhibit, it is OMSI, which is the museum in Oregon. They just do such a wonderful job making exhibits. They've been doing it for many, many years. It's the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, and they're one of the, you know, foremost known museums to fabricate exhibits that are high quality, educational, and fun, and really easy on the people that have to host the exhibit like us and getting it up and getting it up easily.
It's a little bit more time than what you think for people behind the scenes like you and everybody that's putting it together. Probably what it took probably day, 2 days for this?
No, it took a little bit more than that. I think it took them probably about just about 2 weeks. It went relatively easily just because OMSI does such a good job at putting together exhibits. and I think the only kind of little things they had to tweak here and there were videos and computers, which, as you know, sometimes get a little bit temperamental, no matter what you do.
True.
And so I think we're very lucky with this exhibit that it went up as quickly as it did.
So it's just want to remember that there's people behind the scenes that are helping out as well, and we haven't mentioned that the last few times we've visited, so want to thank them as well for what they do here at the Exploration Place. The main exhibit is pretty much where the Star Wars exhibit was, the video gaming exhibit was, so if you went to one of those two exhibits or been in the exhibits in the past, this area is pretty much dedicated to a traveling exhibit area now?
Yeah, it has been probably since, I believe, 2006, this whole area that we're sitting in right now, where you've seen all of our other traveling exhibits like Star Wars, like Videotopia, like Animation. It's dedicated to traveling exhibits, and that's really how we see it for now. It may change in the future depending on where we want to go with it. Okay. But for right now, we will continue traveling exhibits for the foreseeable future, and this area will be their home.
So all the sponsors and companies that you work with, greatly appreciated with their help with this, and the continued support means there'll be more exhibits to come through Wichita and Exploration Place so everybody can come and enjoy.
Right, that's correct. And, you know, you really hit on a good point there. Is we really appreciate people like the people at Freddy's and Betty and Ted Vlamis and Butler Community College and all of our other sponsors that have helped us out throughout the many years we've had traveling exhibits and just our regular exhibits too. You know, we couldn't be here without them, and we appreciate everything that they do. You know, the next exhibit after this will be opening up in the summer, and it's called Dinosaurs Unearthed, and that opens Memorial Day weekend and will be here all through Labor Day. Really talking about everybody's favorite topic, dinosaurs.
Of course.
There will be some animatronic dinosaurs, actual, you know, casts of dinosaurs, fossils. There's going to be a fossil dig. And it kind of like Animation, it will be an immersive experience where you walk in and you feel like you're in a prehistoric world encountering the dinosaurs. And we're really excited about that one coming.
And with the libraries coming in with their summer reading theme, part of that's going to entail digging up with books, some type. I can't remember the exact name, but it's more of kind of like archaeology type fields. So that would be something. When we come back next, we'll talk more about that and what libraries can possibly do, and see if we're going to be able to work with each other again. On the cartoon animation, one of the things we haven't mentioned, you said Hanna-Barbera. I'm going to get this first. You said you watched them. Which was your favorite character out of that?
Oh, Scooby-Doo. And I do have to say,
seems like everybody's favorite.
I know. And well, he's a dog. And most people like dogs. Not everybody, but a lot of people like dogs. He actually may make an appearance. It's something I haven't mentioned yet. May make an appearance during spring break. And so he did make it around here opening weekend when we opened up the animation exhibit, and he was hanging out with Chirpy, who was the Exploration Place mascot. Chirpy's a bird. And so they were hanging out. If you go to our Facebook page, we do have our own Facebook page, Exploration Place. Just search Exploration Place, and you'll see pictures of Chirpy and Scooby-Doo hanging out. But Scooby may come back during spring break, and he will probably be here closing weekend on April 28th, too.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for Scooby-Doo.
And out of the modern characters, any favorites that you have, or has that pretty much behind you now watching, you know, Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah, I think it's behind me. Mostly it's the ones that my kids watch now. And those are the ones that I see the most often. So I don't know that I have any favorites anymore. I think I just like the old school stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that about covers it, unless there's any more that you have that you'd like to mention.
I think that, you know, that's it. Everybody here that has seen animation so far have just loved it. This past Saturday, we had a huge crowd come in. We had like 700 people come in.
Nice.
And that was the weekend after it opened. So I think word of mouth is building up, and okay, people are telling other people that it's a fun exhibit. So we think it's going to be a really good one for us this spring. So really try to come out if you can. Come out to Wichita over spring break and just hang out here with us, and maybe go see some of the other museums on the river while you're here.
And this is, like we mentioned, a little bit more interactive, so it's a lot more that the parents and their kids can do together, so that definitely helps with that problem.
Right.
And the weather's going to hopefully start turning nicer, not be as chilly, and
yeah,
so more people will hopefully come out and view it. But we thank you again for letting us come, Christina.
Yes.
It's always a pleasure.
Sure, thank you.
We'll visit with you again next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
For listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.